It is 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and I'm here with Jake Smith, who you actually kind of, you adopt the moniker, the White Buffalo, pretty freely, right? You know, it's...
Yeah, I'm not too terribly shy about it.
Now, the fact that for those of you, because this is radio, Jake is a massive man. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5". Jake is a big guy. Big, powerful guy.
Powerful, right.
You are. I want him to know. You're a powerful-looking guy. So the name, the White Buffalo, I mean, did that have anything to do, or was it more you were going for the outlaw, Western, you know?
Maybe something to do with stature, I suppose. Kind of mysticism. Jake Smith is not terribly mystical or powerful.
No.
So I was trying to...
I'm not drawn to peyote out in the desert with Jake Smith. That's not taking me there.
I mean, it's not terribly exciting. So we needed to sell T-shirts.
It's a name that in so much of your work and your physical stature and your onstage presence that, you know, it really is not only descriptive, but it's appropriate. It lends something to the music, too, because let's face it, you talk about the mystical and we talk about the legend of the White Buffalo and being out in the wild, your songs take people to those places a lot.
I appreciate that. This is a song called Sleepy Little Town. Well, it's golden green kerosene, far beyond the glow of the city lights. You can feel it in the air, you can catch it if you dare, and all you gotta do is wait around for you and I in this sleepy little town. Like a dream of lost memories, locomotion halts to a grind. Well, I get lost in the blue of a lazy afternoon. It's bluer than my little boy's eyes for you and I in this sleepy little town. Sun keeps pouring in, weathered hands and lithered skin. Get up, oh, there's work to be done. Until the sun goes down on you and I. You and I in this sleepy little town.
What makes you want to sometimes do it solo and sometimes with a band? Is it the economics? Is it the size of the room? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's the finances, I suppose. I mean, it's a lot more expensive to fly a band out and get backline for everybody if I'm going on to the East Coast or if I'm going on a supporting European tour or something. You know, in those respects. It is economic to a point, but then at the same time, you know, how I've tried to work it is now we're taking the band kind of starting in California and kind of growing that fan base, the band. So I'll often go out by myself and build roots and start building fan bases on my own. So I'll play a market two or three times until like, oh, well, now I'm playing rooms, so maybe I can afford to bring the band out. So it's a lot has to do with economics, you know, and I think there's a learning curve for the audience some of the time too, because for a solo artist, I think I put on a fairly aggressive show, but with the trio I play with is pretty bombastic and pretty, for an acoustic trio especially, it's pretty physical, sweaty show.
When you go out on the road now, are you starting to, as you noticed that the learning curve, are you starting to figure out some of the nuances of different markets and different audiences and different clubs that, or is it just, hey, take me as I am and come along for the ride?
I think I learned that pretty early on, as far as you got to do what you do. Like, you know, example, years back I opened for like Ziggy Marley, and I thought, oh, maybe I should, could I try to cater it a little more towards them? And then, you know, I did that for a show, and then I kind of felt a little cheated myself. Like, oh, I didn't give him the whole thing of what's, you know, I mean, a lot of what I do is kind of the dark and the light and the, you know, the more sensitive songs and the more, you know, the tougher songs and the murder songs. And I think I'm cheating the audience as well and cheating myself if I'm not kind of portraying every aspect of kind of what I do.
How do you get between the dark and the light?
No, I don't really. I mean, I don't ever really censor myself as far as a path to go down. I think that's that would kind of not do it justice, really, you know? And so, you know, the dark and the light, I think it's just a matter of subject a lot of the time, or context. You know, it's not a conscious thing for me. A lot of the songwriting, or at least the beginnings of songs, aren't a very conscious thing. They just kind of appear.
The muse visits and you feel it and you start.
Yeah, it's just a kind of lucky moments that you'll have, and you say, oh, wow, that's a cool idea, you know. And then I will normally craft a song around a few good lines that I think I've written.
So you start with, if you get down a couple, if the lyrics, if you get a set of lyrics where you start to see a shape taken, then you start to apply the real work and dig in and say, all right, I'm on one, I'm going to finish this one.
Yeah, I mean, really, a lot of time they come pretty easy. Everything, the beginning of a song will come very easily, or at least the beginning of the songwriting process. And then, that beginning could be later, could be the middle of the song or a chorus or something else. But often that stuff comes in a real simple way and just comes kind of out of nowhere. This is a song called Wish It Was True. Mother, try to do right by you, to do what you asked me to, did wrong and I knew. Mother, I try to behave for you, I'm a digging a grave for you, it was all I could do. Find a way back home, make everything new. I wish it was true. Father, I gave my soul to you. I came in blindfolded for you, it was all that I knew. Open your arms and I'll fly to hell up to you. I wish it was true. Come on out from the cold. You're lost outside there, don't you know? It's not what you say, it's what you do. Just keep a wishing your wishes are true. Your dreams are reality. There's no pain, there's no misery. Just polish the blood and the bruise.
Well, there's just no way you can lose what I wish it was true. Country. I was a soldier for you. I did what you asked me to. It was wrong and you knew. Country, well, I'm just a stranger to you. A number, a name, it's true. Throw me away. Red, white, and blue. Well, I wish it was true.
You have had one opportunity, a sync opportunity, that really just is, man, it's just as authentic a connection as I can think of, and that's with the TV show Sons of Anarchy. I mean, how did your music I'm interested in knowing, I know how the process works, but I'm interested in specifically knowing how your music found its way to Sons of Anarchy, because if ever there was a fit, this is a fit.
It was actually my lawyer at the time, who was still my lawyer, and is a huge fan of that show and a big champion of mine, and saw the obvious connections of kind of good and evil between what I do and what they do, and saw that how perfect kind of some of the music was for it. And he kind of cold called the guy over at Sons of Anarchy and said, hey, you know, I want to take you to lunch. I think there was some, he had met the guy 7 or 8 years before or something.
So you had at least that reach.
A minor
with him.
In.
Yeah.
And then it went from there. And now I've had 4 or 5 songs in it that seem to be in kind of very crucial scenes, or I don't know. I mean, it seems to work. So, I mean, I think it's rare for that show. They do stuff that's very, a lot of stuff they're so ready for the vagueness of something.
Yeah.
Which, in you know, I think, I mean, I don't want to spell everything of what a song is about, but they take stuff fairly literal that it could be directly related to the scene, and would use lyrics that are almost helping tell the story.
And that's the part that you know, and now meeting you, I could see you on that show.
The song's called The Pilot.
I was a pilot, soaring over everyone and everything, looking down the landscape. What a peaceful time and it seemed. Staring over the skyline, whoa, I feel the blue dancing on my wings. Turn off the engine, imagine what tomorrow brings. Make it a time, but it won't. You take it from the other side. I've already lost, but it's a one more time to get my fill of this old forgotten thrill of this life. I was a fighter pilot, soaring over everyone and everything. Well, through the smoke and fire, imagine the hell I'd bring. Because the time will it want to lay. You take it from the other side. You've already lost, but it's one more time to get my fill of of this old forgotten thrill, this life. Wash it all out, please wash it all away. But the story's old, but it's all been told. And I wish I'd, and I wish I'd fly. All right. I wish I was an outlaw. Spend my life kicking ass and taking names. There will be no love lost. Town to town killing dreams. When the lines will they turn to gray? You take it from the inside. You've already lost, but it's one more time to get my fill of this old forgotten thrill in this land. One more time to get my fill of this old forgotten thrill, this life.
You're going to be performing at the Grammy Museum on Thursday night.
I am, yeah.
And have you played that room before?
I never have.
It's... any serious music fan who wants to see an artist and really know they've heard it in a pristine setting, you know, not only the theater itself, but obviously you walk through and you see all the other heroes and the exhibits they have, and then you walk into what is essentially a small theater. It is just, it's almost like a church. For you to go in and spread your gospel. So those of you out there who have not yet seen the White Buffalo, I believe there's still some tickets available for the Grammy Museum. It would be a great place for anyone who wants to see what we've been talking about today, to feel it and see it and capture it, and it's not going to be a better place to see it. So those of you who are curious, which we hope today's visit at least aroused some curiosity, and certainly your performance had to create a reaction, because like I told you, I came running down the hall on the one because it was the cry of the White Buffalo. I heard it and had to come down and make sure you were all right, and clearly you're a man who can take care of himself. So, Jake, I want to thank you for coming by, and know that, you know, we want you to come by more often. We want to help, you know, continue to grow your fan base, and as you now that I know you don't live as far away from here as I thought you did, I expect to see more of your big powerful self here in the hallways of KCSN. Will you promise me you'll do that?
I will do that, absolutely.
All right, it's the White Buffalo here on 88.5 KCSN.